is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine. I am Beyonce Fox, and joining me is Dr. Jacqueline Hairston, maternal fetal medicine physician at Northwestern Medicine. Welcome, Dr. Hairston. Good to have you here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, we are going to focus on Black maternal health. And the data shows that Black women are 2 to 3 times more likely to die from pregnancy-related complications than white women. So why is it so important to raise awareness of Black maternal health?
I think it's important to raise awareness because it shouldn't be happening. And it's something that we need to be actively working on, and we need to keep planting the seed in people's ear, not only physicians, but policymakers, about ways that we can change the outcomes for Black women in the United States. It's something where we're spending all of this money on healthcare, and yet we're not seeing a return on all of those, on that spending. So it's just important because it shouldn't be happening.
And what common prenatal conditions do you see affect Black women more than any other race?
Certainly the things that are top of mind that we see most often are high blood pressure, and also high blood pressure from the pregnancy, or things like preeclampsia. We have medications that we can use to treat those blood pressures, but it's important to make sure that the blood pressures are under control before even pursuing pregnancy. Things like preeclampsia, which is something that can develop after people are pregnant, it's something that we can't manage with medications other than giving baby aspirin to lower the risk, but mostly it can determine when we celebrate a birthday for the pregnancy. And sometimes that birthday is really early. Other things that we think about are preterm birth, which sometimes goes in hand with these higher blood pressures, because we know the cure oftentimes is getting the placenta out. But with the higher blood pressures, we know that we can manage them and try and get the baby more time. And we know that preterm babies just are going to have higher risk and end up in the NICU. And so if we can avoid a preterm birth, we do our best, but we're always balancing mom and baby. And I think one of the other things that we encounter during pregnancy, but I think more Black women experience as they're trying to get pregnant as a potential barrier, are fibroids. Sometimes people don't even know that they have them, but they are discovered on ultrasounds when they're trying to get pregnant. And sometimes they are blocking the cavity or blocking the womb. And so they might need to be removed before pregnancy.
Yeah, fibroids, so common in Black women.
Sometimes they're so large that some people might have heard that they shouldn't get pregnant. But that's important to meet with doctors beforehand to know the risks.
Good info. This is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, joined by Dr. Jacqueline Hairston, maternal fetal medicine physician at Northwestern Medicine. And we're talking about Black maternal health. Dr. Hairston, how can someone reduce risk factors and advocate for themselves?
I think the biggest thing is asking the questions. Don't be afraid to follow up. If something that a doctor said was, you know, too jargony, you don't know the term, please ask us. We want to make sure things are clear. But also, if you have a care team, being able to communicate amongst ourselves and between hospitals is very important. So sometimes people move and change locations, but making sure we have access to all the medical records helps us know what happened in the past, especially in terms of previous pregnancies. And then seeing an OBGYN or a high-risk OB doctor before pregnancy, so that we can talk about ways to get things under control before there's a baby inside.
And Dr. Hairston, how are you raising awareness and helping to reduce Black mortality rates?
You know, there are research studies that show that patients look for providers that look like them. And as a Black woman physician, I'm hoping that they be someone who has some shared experiences, but can also provide that support. On top of that, working with Northwestern Medicine, we've had back in April of 2024, we had a Black Maternal Health Week open house, and we're hoping to have a similar event this upcoming year.
Oh, nice. Good to hear about that. And finally, what is one thing, one takeaway that our listening audience should know about Black maternal health?
We are raising awareness. We are doing the research. And really, it's about working with our care teams to get moms, particularly Black birthing people, the best outcomes. But it's very much possible.
Awesome. And thank you once again for this very valuable information about Black maternal health. Dr. Jacqueline Hairston, maternal fetal medicine physician at Northwestern Medicine. This is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine.